An Alaska aviation legend is being honored for a lifetime of service. A new east ramp entrance at Fairbanks Airport was recently dedicated to Cliff Everetts. And as KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the longtime Fairbanks pilot got special recognition again last week.
89-year-old Cliff Everetts was presented with a plaque from the U.S. House of Representatives at a Fairbanks Rotary Club luncheon. Representative Don Young took to the microphone, reading from a speech he recently delivered on the House floor, recounting Everetts' long career as a pilot, primarily for Wien Air.
Wien was lucky to keep Mr. Everetts as one of their team until 1980, when he retired after 35 years and 30,000 hours in a cockpit. Mr. Everetts has flown in 40 below temperatures through dark days and nights, in snow, sleet, and rain to supply the needs of villages. He's a true Alaskan with frontier spirit.
Cliff Everetts earned his pilot's license in New York at the age of 16, and at 20 came to Alaska to take a job with Alaska Star Airlines, the predecessor to Alaska Airlines.
I arrived in Fairbanks back in 43, and it was February, and it was colder than hell, and 40 below, and all the sewers were frozen up, and I didn't know whether I was going to hang around here very long.
Everetts did, flying with Alaska Star, Wien, and later his own company, Everetts Air Cargo. Everetts says flying in Alaska was always exciting. He recounts an early Wien flight to Umiat when the weather closed in and they were forced to wait it out at Chandelier Lake.
It was quite an experience living in one of these sod huts covered with caribou skins and 30, 40 below zero. We stayed overnight and they had a little battery radio, and they were playing the Hit Parade in Los Angeles. And that was when I was wondering what the hell I was doing up here, a young fellow like me, being in an Eskimo hut.
Everetts worked on some unusual enterprises, like flying reindeer to the lower 48 and an unlikely venture with a Kotzebue businessman.
He had just got an ice cream machine, and you know, all you do is mix water with the powder and you have ice cream. So I was making the mail run out of Kotzebue to Barrow via Point Hope and Wainwright. So I sold ice cream to the Eskimos.
Everetts says flying Alaska in the days before GPS and other electronics was all about knowing the country. Everetts had a number of accidents, but always returned to the air. He no longer flies, but still goes into the Everetts office in Fairbanks daily. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.